Up next on American Restoration.
This is an old cannon that I had.
Holy crap, it's cool.
And as I'm looking at this, it's missing this cap, so we're gonna have to make something to make it fire and also make sure it's totally safe. Hey guys, Kelly and I have been talking about doing an auction.
Auctioneer, 100%.
It's all me, man.
No.
If I let one of these guys run it, we could destroy business. But family's family, so I guess I gotta let them try.
So what can I do for you?
Well, we'll take you back in time here, back to the Italian countryside.
Let's see what you got.
What is that?
It looks like it got in a wreck.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration. I'm always surprised by the items that people bring in, but sometimes I'm just as surprised at the cars they drive.
Look at this thing.
Damn.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Nice car, that's very
thank
cool.
You, thank you.
This is pretty cool.
It's got the antenna, it's got the Kleenex holder in it. It's got the pipe hole. It's got everything.
Yeah, this is a 57 four-door Bel Air.
Right. It's cool.
Well, I have something in the trunk. I want to show you guys.
Let's see what you got. What is that? Holy crap.
This is an old cannon that I have.
Wow. It's cool.
All right, so let's take this out. I'm going to bring it over here. Okay.
Where did you get this?
Well, this here is actually a device that my grandfather used to use.
Okay.
He was a parade marshal in Niagara Falls, New York. This thing would actually go boom, and all the people would know that the parade was about to start.
That's cool.
It was just a bang, and it just bellowed down the whole road. I mean, that's the fondest memories I have.
It's amazing to think that cannons and stuff have been around since the 1300s. You know, cannons in the beginning, they shot rocks. Can you imagine that hitting you?
Like some Flintstone stuff.
Right?
So what do you want to do with this?
Well, I'd like to use it for a signal cannon.
Gotcha.
I do a benefit car show there every year for law enforcement or fire officials that have a terminal cancer.
Wow.
I would like to use this as a call, just like my grandfather would, but I want to use it for a call to trophies. Time to come get your trophies, man.
Gotcha. I think this is so cool that this guy wants this restored. Not only a memory of his grandfather, but also to use in charity events. Stuff like this makes me love my job.
All right, so as I'm looking at this, there is some repairs. I'm seeing welding here. This thing here is screwed on there. I have no clue what that's doing. I'll have to research or ask a couple experts and find out exactly what it is. Probably the biggest thing is actually making it work. Was missing this cap, so we're gonna have to make something to make it fire and also make sure it's totally safe. So to do this, I'm looking at probably 3,500, maybe even 38.
Wow. For that, I think we should do it.
All right, awesome. Thanks.
It's my hope that Rick can bring this cannon back to that sound that I remember growing up.
Once in a while, I call for a family meeting. It's just a really good way to get everyone on the same page about what's going on here at the shop.
Kelly and I have been talking about some ideas to generate some sales, you know, get more people in and stuff like that. So her and I have been talking about doing an auction.
Every now and then, Kelly and I brainstorm ideas on how to grow the business. This time, we came up with a really great one, an auction. This would be a great way to get rid of some of the extra stuff we got here and make some extra money.
I think that that's a way for us to get some more interest, get some more customers, all that, you know? What do you guys think?
It sounds good. Sales are always awesome. Auctions are fun.
Yeah, it's gonna take some planning. It's not gonna happen overnight. So Kelly's gonna go ahead and email the customers. Tyler, what your project is, it's some kind of a platform for maybe the auctioneer.
Auctioneer, isn't that the person that goes 50, 55, 60?
He's the guy that does the selling.
It's all me, man.
No, auctioneer, 100%. The man.
I don't know about
that. Oh, dear.
What, you both want to do it?
Yeah, but I think, you know, we're gonna have to see.
Ooh. Sounds like it's throwing down the gauntlet.
We're doing an auction to help business. But if I let one of these guys run it, we could destroy business. But family's family, so I guess I gotta let them try.
You know, if I'm gonna go ahead and trust one of you two to be the auctioneer and not hire somebody, you're gonna have to prove that you're that person that's gonna make us money. Tyler, you got your role, Kelly's got a role, I know what I've got going on. So you two need to figure this out, all right? Well, good?
Sweet. Good.
All right.
I'm actually pretty excited about this.
Being an auctioneer would be sweet. And you know, since Tyler's foreman and Ron's been going on a lot more picks, this could be the way I could step it up at the shop. Ron, you're gonna have a chance.
We'll see.
Good luck. 55, 60, 65, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85.
Tyler and I are already busy getting ready for our first auction, but we can't lose sight of our bread and butter, and that's every customer that comes into the shop.
Rick Dell, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm Dan.
Dan, good to meet you. This is my son, Tyler.
Tyler, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I want to take you back in time here, back to the Italian countryside.
Let's see what you got.
What is that?
It looks like it got in a wreck.
I came to Rick's Restoration today to get an estimate on my 1950s Italian folding bike.
This is cool.
And
it's Italian.
It definitely is Italian.
I mean, they're real, real convenient. You can put them in a trunk of a car. You can put them wherever you wanted to and still get around, you know?
That's the advantage of it.
Yeah, but their big claim to fame is that in World War II, the paratroopers would fold them up and they put them on their backpack and they jump. And they could get down on the ground and they could run around on it.
Very cool.
Bikes like this may seem like a novelty to us in the United States, but they were really big overseas because they were so portable. And the fact that bikes like this were used in war, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so are you wanting to ride it? Are you gonna show it? Or what you guys want to do?
I think, you know, probably both. You know, the goal is to keep it as original as possible.
All right, so in order to find parts like these are usually always a heck of a time.
Yeah.
The light on the back's gonna be a huge problem. Luckily, the pedals are in great shape. We can restore those.
So what is this gonna cost me?
I'm looking at probably $3,200 for everything, okay?
Yeah, well, 32 is definitely, you know, a little higher than I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be upside down this thing either. Can you give me anything that starts with a 2?
I tell you, as low as I'll go on this, I'll end up with a 2 in the front, but it's going to be a 9 in the end of it, so it's going to be 29. It's a lot more work than people understand, and I want to do it right,
okay.
So that's as low as I can go.
Well, I love the bike, and, you know, I like the direction you're going. You're very knowledgeable about it, which is important to me. So, got yourself a deal.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm super excited to get this bike restored, but I'm not excited to tell the wife that I've spent $2,900 on a bike. However, I know that Rick's gonna do a wonderful job and it's gonna be worth it and she'll be happy.
How's it fold?
Oh, luckily it's a little Cannon. Earlier, a customer brought in a small Cannon that he wants to get restored. It's missing some important parts, and he wants it to fire. So I'm taking it to my friend Doc, who's a gun expert, to figure out exactly how I can fire this thing off safely.
Hey, what you got there, Rick?
It's some kind of a mini cannon. I don't know. I brought it in because I need help.
Let's move it over this way so okay. We can have more access to it.
I take care of all the firearms here. I'm the master gunsmith. And I've been in cannons and firearms for about 30 to 35 years.
All right, a customer brought it in and he wants to get it restored. And my problem is it looks like it's half handmade. He didn't have any caps that went on here. So the longer I looked at it, the more I don't know if it really fired. And I think that's his big thing. He wants it to work again.
Right.
This type of a cannon would be more of a signal cannon. It does not fire a projectile at all.
Okay.
They had them at the end of the Civil War and into World War I. It's a black powder breech, so you would put your load here and then screw in your breech plug back here, and then they would have a lanyard back there, and they would pull it, and it would hit a firing pin and send out noise and smoke. And they used them specifically for signaling the troops.
So that's basically what he wanted anyways. He just wants it to fire, make a big boom. But this piece on the end, I have no clue what it even looks like. Do you?
Yeah, I could actually make a drawing for you.
Okay.
To give you something. It's called a breech plug. It's going to go in and it's a half turn.
Okay.
It locks it in so when it's fired, it doesn't come back out.
Gotcha.
Man, am I glad that I came to see Doc about this thing. The last thing I would have wanted to do was fire this thing off with the customer and have it backfire because it didn't have a breech cap. But it sounds like it's something that we will be able to have made, so that's good news.
Thank you.
One more three, giving me three. Who's got four? Sold! Oh. Rick and Kelly want to have an auction at the shop, so Brettley and I are hanging flyers to help spread the word. My brother said he might give Brettley or me the chance to be the auctioneer, depending on who does better. I think I've got this in the bag, but this might be a good time for me to check out my competition. Let's hear what you got, man. Let's hear your auctioneer voice.
All right, folks, we have a phonograph here. We're gonna start the bid off at $5. $5 good?
You start low, dude.
Bradley skills, we're lacking at best. I can't wait for this audition. I'm gonna stomp him.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Warm enough for you out here?
Yeah, it's a little warm. How you been, bud?
How are you, bud? Good
to see you.
I came to Rick's Restoration today to pick up my Italian folding bike.
So you ready to see this thing?
I am, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm pumped.
Yeah, it came out pretty awesome. I mean, I think it's really awesome, actually.
It was an absolute mess when I dropped it off, so.
Yeah, it had some issues. I gotta go get it, though, so stay here, stay excited. I'll be right back.
All right. When I dropped off this bike, it was in terrible shape. I'm hoping that they were able to match the colors, the tires, and most importantly, keep it in budget.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Is it looking Italian enough for you now?
It is, man. I'm ready for the Italian countryside. This is amazing. I was just absolutely floored. The colors, tires, brakes, everything. It's absolutely amazing.
What do you think?
It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just can't even believe what I'm looking at.
This all looks new again, sort of, right?
Yeah. Like every piece on here.
Bicycles are like watches. You know, there's a lot of parts that have to go back together exactly right, or it just doesn't work. So each one of these wheels come off, but then they have to be torn apart. But these spokes all have to be trued, and they got to be tight in here in order for the wheel to go straight.
It's spot on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the color, you found the color,
too? Found the color, yeah. There's portions of the bike that weren't faded, and you saw the original color. So before we took and sandblasted the whole thing out, we went and matched the paint. And then you just basically, you just take two colors and you mix them together till you get just this color exactly.
It's spot on. Rick was able to pull together all the details so perfectly. I mean, all the intricacy and the work was amazing. I hope Rick was able to keep it in budget.
All right, Dan, I got a confession to make. You remember when I first quoted you the 3,200 and then you sort of got me down to 2,900? All the chrome and making a few of the extra parts threw us over budget. We ended up at 3,200.
Well, it did just get about 10 degrees hotter here, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want you to hit me over the head with a bike, but I just got the bike finished. I just crunched the numbers, you know, and because I didn't call you, and I don't want to hit you with that at the very last minute, I'm going to give it to you for the 29. So, you good with that?
Well, that's great, Rick. I really appreciate you you doing that.
Yeah.
And the wife will let me come home tonight, which is a good thing. So, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you love it. You know, ride it around. Let's go inside. We'll take care of the paperwork,
all right.
Okay?
Rick told me we went a little over budget. I was a little taken back by that, but then he said he was gonna keep it at the original price we talked about, and I was really impressed. I'm looking forward to getting this bike home and riding around the neighborhood and then putting it up.
All right, guys, we're gonna have an auction off.
Let's do it.
Okay? We're getting ready for the first ever auction at Rick's Restorations, and I'm super excited. Ron and Bradley have both been battling to be an auctioneer, and I can only figure one way to settle it. So I'm gonna pick an item, and you two are gonna auction it to us, okay? And we're gonna see how you do. And the guy that sells it the best is gonna be the guy that gets the job. Start the tricycle.
Uh-oh. All right, age over beauty, Ron.
It's time to draw first blood. I'm gonna show this kid who's boss. All right, up for auction today, we have a 1950s tricycle. All right, beautiful, original condition. Let's start the bidding at $500. $500 for this tricycle.
Is that restored?
That's a motion, sir. $500. $500 right there. $500. We got $500.
$500. $550.
Sir, if you're not going to bid, then stop playing with yourself, whatever you're doing over there. Stop doing it. That's a motion, $500. You want to get $550. Anybody? $550. $550 right there. $600. $600 anywhere. $600. Final call. Sold to the big dude in the middle there. $600.
I'll take my scooter.
I think it was $550. You didn't get $600.
I tried to make an extra $50 for you.
I'll give it to Ron. That was pretty good. But I have what it takes to top him.
Bradley!
What?
You better bring your game, buddy.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Well, all right. Go. We're going to start with this freaking Airstream trailer. You got the AC up top.
How's the inside?
Just like everything else here, it looks like crap, but I mean, we can work with it. So we're gonna start the bid at 500. I mean, 500. You can't even buy a lawnmower for 500. Come on. Yep, there we go. 500. Do I hear? 550, 550, 556. Come on, 6, 650. Do I hear 650?
I'm in.
He's got it for 650. Come on now. Who's got it for seven? Who's got
seven and a quarter?
Seven and a quarter.
Wow.
He's stepping it up. 750.
1,000.
Oh, 1,000. Do I hear 1,150?
I'm going 1,200, and anybody that outbids me has to actually come up with the cash in their pocket because I want to own that trailer.
I'm out.
Sold to the guy who actually owns the trailer.
put a stop to that.
Both Ron and Brentley did a great job, but this isn't an easy decision. I still have the option of going with a professional auctioneer, so I really got to think about what to do.
We got to make money, so I got to decide which one of you is going to make us the most money, okay? But you're both definitely on the path.
Nice.
On the path. What's the most efficient way to salvage an old, rare rubber tire? The answer is C, glass beaded. Here at the shop, a lot of the projects that we get in are like pedal cars and tricycles that the rubber is actually mounted to the rim. There's no way you're gonna get it off. So what happens is when you glass bead it, you're basically glass beading the rubber and the rim, and as long as it's in decent shape on the outside, it's gonna look almost brand new when you're finished. We've been busting hump on this auction and everything's coming together. In my business, you gotta try things like this to keep growing. But you can't let that affect the other projects going on. The signal cannon we've been working on is ready to go. So now we're on our way to hopefully blow the customer away. I wanted to be able to take this cannon somewhere where we can be loud and not cause any disturbance to anybody but the fish. I mean, here we are up at the Kimball's Boy Scout Ranch, and it's gonna be awesome firing Rich's cannon up.
This is a nice place out here to shoot off a gun, huh?
Very cool. Yeah,
it's a cool place.
I wanna go swimming.
One of my biggest concerns is safety. So I brought in two of the best guys I know of to make sure that this thing fires off safely. Hey, Rich.
How you doing? Good seeing you again.
Good to see you, man. You got yourself a little escort down here.
I know, isn't that nice? Rick called me up today to come out here to pick up my signal cannon.
I want you to envision your grandfather and see him shooting this off for the Maid of the Mist parade thing. You know,
oh, it's a awesome.
Big deal,
yeah.
Okay? All right, here we go, Bradley. One, two, three.
Oh, man, look
what
at
do you
that
think?
Thing. That is just awesome. When I saw the cannon for the first time, I was absolutely blown away. The detail, he really took his time, got it to look better than new.
What we ended up doing, you remember, the wheels came off. We had to take them off. One of the things that we did, we machined the caps where they go right over top of them nice and tight.
These are the good look.
Right? We rejuvenated all the tires. We tried to blast these as much as we could to get as much rust out as we could. Inside here where everything was bolted together, everything was rusted. I mean, really, really bad. And the barrel itself, we sanded this just a little bit more than we did the other parts to where, you know, we wanted it to sort of stand out a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, Rich, I'm gonna have these guys take over and load this thing and get this show on the road. All right,
let's go. Let's do it.
You're gonna get your cartridge, get it into the chamber, seat it fully, and get your breech block. Screw it all the way in, keep the safety in place. When you're ready to fire, you slide the safety out, and we're live.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Let's go.
You ready? 3, 2, 1. Fire in the hole!
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Oh, look at that thing.
What do you think, Rich?
That's sweet.
That's awesome.
Loud enough for you?
Let's do it again. Setting off that cannon was just an experience that I just... There's no words for it. It was just fantastic.
3, 2, 1.
Nice. That's what we're talking
about. That was awesome. That's good.
Today is our first auction here at the shop, so we have no idea if it's really gonna make us money. So why should I drop cash on a professional when I got two guys ready and willing to do it for nothing? Did you find yourself something to eat?
Yep.
All right. You're gonna need your strength today for what you're about to do. Brelli,
yeah.
You're the auctioneer.
No way.
Okay.
Really?
You're it. I'm picking Brelli because I really think it might be his time to shine here at the shop.
Man, I'd have made 3 times the money for Rick on this. If Brentley drops the ball, Rick better not come crying to me.
There's a lot of stuff out there. I do not want to lose any money. So don't biff this up, okay?
All right.
All right?
So Rick tells me that I'm going to be the auctioneer, and I feel the pressure, let me tell you. I mean, I thought for sure Rick was going to pick Ron, but just in case, I got this sweet jacket.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Holy smokes.
Come on in. Find a seat.
We rounded up our best clients and even found some new ones. It's the perfect crowd to really see if having an auctioneer will help business.
All right, guys.
So we're gonna start the auction off with the early model 1950s Vendo 72, nice and cold. Right here, 2500, 2500, 2500, 25 right here, 3333 right there in the front. We got four, right here, 45.
You wanted more than that.
Five and a half.
You wanted more than that.
Right here, six.
Do it. It's great.
Six.
Come on.
Six and a half, six. Seven, right here, seven. Seven in the front. Going once, going twice. Sold to you, you got it. All right. Coca-Cola not included. There we go. Up next, we have a Mills 1930s slot machine. So we're in the middle of the auction. Everyone's bidding. I mean, numbers just flying out of my mouth. I mean, I had to just kind of take a second, bring it back down. My heart was going. But then we kept going. Then we kept going with numbers. I mean, it was cool. It was fun. 5,500, you got it. Do I hear 6,000?
How you feeling about it?
6,000 now.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Do I hear 65?
Once Brelli got the hang of it, this thing's really getting going. We sold a Coke machine for $7,000. A radio for $1,000.
Sold. You got it.
A really cool slot machine for $8,500.
Do I hear 11,500?
11,500, that's nothing, man.
Do it.
You gotta have it.
11,500.
And we even sold a visible gas pump.
12. $12,000.
For $12,000.
Sold, you got it!
For $12,000 to the gentleman in the back.
This thing was such a success.
For our first auction, Brelli, I think you did a great job. I think we all, as a team, did pretty good.
I liked how they bid against each other. That was good. They were trying to get everyone to bid.
Yeah. I'm ready to play on our next one. And it's gonna be bigger and better every time. Let's go in. One, two, three,
family! Woo!